This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. You know, I made the ISIS welcome wagon bag, and I put it together with odds and ends. And it was functional, I guess. It was sort of awkward, it was very clunky, and it wasn't as well thought out as I would have liked for it to have been. And then I wake up one morning, and G-Code has come out with the Contact series, where they take their outrageously innovative Kydex and meld it to tactical nylon in a very small, compact, low-profile package. Completely effective, though. And they have one called the Traveler's Bag. So I get the Traveler's Bag, and I took the unfortunate ISIS Welcome Wagon bag, the original configuration, and it has been burned, of course. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Recently, you may have heard that our news changed. We've gone from to townhall.com news. So sort of interesting. One of my longtime collaborators. He, of course, is a product of townhall.com, and he's joining me again today for the first time since we've gone to townhall.com news. That is, of course, Bob Owens of bearingarms.com. Good morning, sir. I presume we still have him. No, I cannot hear him at all. Can you? I know he's there. I have the guest. We just don't. I don't hear the guest. I don't know if you guys hear the guest. Me hearing the guest is sort of pivotal in me actually having a dialogue with him or anything else. So typically, I would ask him questions and he would answer. And he's got to be able to. I've got to be able to hear him, so I know that I can move on to. Okay, Bob, you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Interesting. Let me put my headphones back on and see if that works. Hang on just one second.
Okay. Now we're testing the headphones. I can hear you testing the headphones, if that counts.
All right. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
That was weird, because I could hear you, I could hear me, but you could not hear me, hear you, hear me.
It's the internet age and technology today, Bob. It's no big deal. Technology's our friend.
It is. And by the way, I love how you were pushing G-Code's Contact Series. I'm actually wearing my G-Code t-shirt right now. I've not yet gotten my hands on Contact, but I really need to place a call into Scott and see about getting one of those.
Traveler's bag. Get the Traveler's bag.
Will do.
Get the Traveler's bag set up in the 3x2 configuration. Just remember that, 3x2.
3x2, right?
He'll know what I'm talking about. Get the Traveler's bag. You'll like it, Bob. You'll like it. I know the way you travel. Anyway, one thing that you have done recently, and I mean, when I say recently, it's been about 2 or 3 days ago, maybe, but you've actually gotten out there. Nobody else is talking about these Republican presidential candidates and their stance on guns.
That is true. It's a little bit early. Not a whole lot of folks have given it that much thought yet.
Right.
Because we're not that far into the primary season.
Right.
And what's funny is not only did I actually rank the Democrats and the Republicans, but I also ranked the Democrats. It's just that they're so far down the list that nobody knows that they're there.
Well, of course. Now, the Republican list is quite interesting because that wasn't actually compiled by anybody except for the UK Telegraph, right?
That's what I thought was fascinating, is that it took the UK Telegraph to go out there, and what they did is they sent out surveys to each campaign.
Right.
And then they also combine that with internet research to see what these guys have said about firearms in the past, especially firearms ownership,
right.
Meaning their own. And so they came up with a really neat chart, which I borrowed and republished, which gives you a very quick visual representation of who owns what. And unlike most stuff in the media, everything was not a Glock or an AR-15 or an AK-47. They actually got a fairly representative pictograph done. So I was impressed for once.
The one thing that strikes me about this little pictograph that they put out is a couple of them that don't own guns and the grades mm-hmm. they get.
Mm-hmm.
Jeb Bush gets an A+ and he doesn't own a gun, and he's in gun happy Florida, the gunshine state.
He
was. I mean, he was the governor of Florida. I don't know where he lives now. I mean, some of these guys sort of carpetbag. Is he a Floridian? Does he live there?
To the best of my knowledge, he still does.
Yeah.
But you know, most of these guys have more than one home, so who knows?
How does he manage to get an A+ ranking? And I know that the NRA ranking system needs a little revamping. I've talked to a couple of the board members about that. They are well aware of it too. How do you get an A+ ranking?
Well, and generally, without presuming to speak for the NRA,
right?
Generally, what they try to look for is what your record is on the gun bills that they track.
Right.
To be fair, is about the only way they could do it.
Right.
You can't keep 24/7 researchers on a guy, but as governor, Bush was very pro-gun. He passed everything pro-gun that hit his desk. He vetoed nothing, to the best of my knowledge, and that is how he got his A+. Their A+ is not necessarily saying, "Hey, I go out and train every week. I'm a gung-ho shooter myself." It's these bills came across my desk. I've done this as an elected official for voters, and that is how Jeb Bush got his A+.
Right.
But an A+ from the NRA and ranking with us are two completely different things, because what we did when we looked at it is we looked at their legislative records. We looked at their gun ownership, because let's face it, if you have a stake in the game, you're going to have more interest than somebody who doesn't. We looked at some of their past public statements. And, you know, whether or not these guys actually go out there and get trigger time in. And granted, not everybody makes that public knowledge, and some politicians only make their public sessions or their only time that they go to the range is for photo ops. So we try to balance those two extremes. And that is how we kind of did our alchemy on the whole thing and came up with our list of top tier, second tier, third tier, and you know, off to the gulag with you scurvy peasants candidates.
Yeah. I look at your breakdown of it and I sort of I agree with it.
But
well, there's no real buts to it. I mean, Lindsey Graham being on anything and atop anything for me is a sore subject.
Well, he was second tier. He wasn't at the very top. And that is because he's a well-known squish. Come on, people.
Yeah.
Stay with me.
I don't care how you mean it.
Yeah, he will follow John McCain around like a puppy dog and do pretty much whatever he's told. And while he is an adamant gun owner, and he goes out and shoots, and he's supposedly one of the better marksmen in the Senate. And that, granted, is that damning with faint praise, I don't know. But he's supposed to be a pretty decent shooter. He does own and shoot AR-15.
Yeah, I've seen it. Hang on for me. We're going into break. You hang on. We'll cover it. I've got some other questions on this when we get back. My guest from BearingArms.com is Bob Owens. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. They started out not even really humbly. I mean, they started out with a different take on Kydex, very thick, very indestructible. Then they went to this collaboration with Travis Haley. They called that the DC-3 line. Then they came out with something completely different, which was two-piece Kydex with the Scorpion line. Then they decided, you can tell they're never really content there. Then they decided that they would take a crack at tactical nylon and take that Scorpion line, the new take on ammunition carriage, two-piece
Kydex with a nylon shock cord, integrate it with tactical nylon, and they made the Contact series. I don't know what's coming next. It's worth the price of admission just to check them out to see. And you can do that by going to tacticalholsters.com. Now that I am sort of cousins with my guests, we used to collaborate just because, you know, it's sort of fun conversation and everything. Now we're sort of connected, a la townhallnews.com or townhall.com. So joining me again is from bearingarms.com, Bob Owens. And we were talking about the presidents and things like rankings and everything. When you were talking about Chris Christie, you said that he sort of skews to the totalitarian side of the spectrum, which I agree with. I just wondered why he's, you know, he wanted to ban Barrett rifles from New Jersey.
I think he actually vetoed bans on 50 cal.
Did he? I know he had talked about it, but then I think something happened, and I think you're right about that. When the bill got before him, he did veto it. But
most of what scared me about Christie came from his time as a federal prosecutor. As governor in a rabidly Democrat state, he has had absolutely no legislative support whatsoever for any ideas on bills. The best he has really been able to do, it has been lukewarm support, frankly, has been to veto things from time to time, and also to pardon people who have run afoul of New Jersey's laws. I would have really liked to have seen Christie really challenge New Jersey's government, you know, on these situations where people have gotten killed because New Jersey's gun laws are so draconian and they could not get permits to even own a handgun inside of a month.
Right.
That's the sort of, you know, if he had done that, I would have been willing to, get, you know, even if he could not have gotten that stuff through, if he had taken that sort of a step, he might have had a chance at being bumped up a little bit. But he really has not put any effort into it at all. And his statements, you know, in support of, he's a big government guy. He's not a conservative, not a real big Second Amendment supporter, even though he pays lip service here and there. I just don't have a lot of confidence in him at all.
Well, see, my thing with him is I look at him as a Northeastern Democrat, or Northeastern Republican, rather. I put him in the same category. I put him in the same category. Yeah, I know. I put him in the same category as Pataki.
And Pataki's even worse, but yes, you're right. He's in that same classification, and they were within spitting distance from one another when we ranked them. They were back-to-back. It's just Pataki has actually signed the anti-gun legislation that Christie has vetoed. Neither
right.
one of them particularly pro-gun. Christie's been slightly better when it comes to wielding the veto pen.
Yeah. You do take a brief foray with some of the Democrats and everything else. I as far as they're concerned, there's a few Republicans that I look at and I say, I don't even know why they don't just join their buddy pals over there on that side and just go pro.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting that I know it's early on, but I mean, one of the new things that we've got is that we've got wild cards like Carson and Trump who have no ranking.
Mm-hmm.
And there's questions about them. And then somehow or other, Carly Fiorina has a ranking.
That's kind of interesting. I'm not quite sure how they got a ranking for her. I think it probably came from a candidate survey when she was running for Senate.
Right.
But she has no voting record.
Yeah. How do you assign a ranking to somebody that hasn't done something to be ranked for yet?
That all I can tell you is they must have done it based on a platform and a response with her.
Right.
You know, her husband owns guns, but she's not a shooter, and that's fine. That puts her in pretty much the same position as Jeb, who got, you know, that A-plus ranking. So, and, you know, and Bobby Jindal, you know, he has a solid ranking of an A-plus. He is at the range a whole lot. I don't know how much he actually hunts or shoots or does anything. He does a lot of photo ops with guns, and he's apparently a pretty good shot. But he really hasn't been challenged. You know, Louisiana is a solidly pro-gun state with pro-gun laws. So I don't think he's really had a whole lot to vote on one way or the other.
Right. See, the thing about politicians like Jindal, who I hear him. Okay, and he's actually not as light a weight as I would think some are. My governor here in South Carolina, Nikki Haley,
mm-hmm.
We've got FNH right there in the capital city of South Carolina in Columbia. And she'll go there and she'll shoot for the photo op, and then she'll put out a little tweet on Twitter. I shot a fully automatic weapon in high heels. And she comes down as being pro-Second Amendment, and yet at the same time, she did nothing and said nothing when the city of Columbia imposed this 250-foot no guns allowed, impossible to enforce buffer zone around the state house because the KKK came from out of town and the new Black Panthers came from out of town to protest the Confederate flag after the Charleston shooting. She said nothing.
Huh.
Alan Wilson, the Attorney General, had to get out there and say, what you're doing is illegal. And they had to pull it down then. But, I mean, in my state government, amongst some of these governors, there seems to be a lot of photo op 2A people, I mean, in yeah. politics. So, you know, and like you said about Graham being a squish, I mean, he does not ever hesitate if he goes to a range, he's got a photographer.
Yeah. And then we've got some support, you know, some guys that are hardcore. You know, whatever you think about their other positions, Rick Perry goes to a range like other politicians play golf. He
yeah.
loves to shoot. Rand Paul shoots a lot. Huckabee is the first governor to get a concealed carry permit, and he hunts a lot. You know, these guys are gunnies. They shoot. Other guys like Ted Cruz may not be a huge shooter, but there's no other candidate in the race that has won pro-gun cases in front of the Supreme Court.
Yeah, that is a pedigree that most people don't have, isn't it? Yeah.
You know, so he may not have the trigger time, but he has definitely proven he's willing to get in the trenches legislatively and fight. So we've got some really good candidates out there, and we've even got one Democrat that's not horrible, Jim Webb. It's just that he's so far down the list, he's got no traction.
He's a non-factor. When we get back, I'm going to ask Bob about people that don't carry around in the chamber from BearingArms.com, Bob Owens, on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at GeorgiaOptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track. and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. I have carried G-Code holsters for nearly 4 years now. The first one I got, I still carry today. That's because it is never broken. That's because it's never going to break. I know of a couple that have broken. One was on a hip when an IED went off next to the hip. The other one ended up somehow underneath the M1 main battle tank. I can see them having issues there, but with the lifetime warranty that they have on all of their products, it didn't matter. Everything got replaced. Everybody survived, including, except for the holster. But in any event, check them out, tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from bearingarms.com is Bob Owens, who thinks that now he's going to, Bob thinks he earns the hate from time to time. Because he takes what is a, I don't think this particular, the empty chamber issue, Bob, is a holy grail issue to me.
It isn't a holy grail issue, but it is an important issue.
Yeah,
and
well.
Here's why I think it's important.
Yeah.
Last August, I was invited to go to a class, the very first NRA defensive pistol class that they've ever put together. Trace Armor Group ran it.
Right.
And I was, John Boyette here in North Carolina was very nice and invited me out. And by the way, for folks who are in the air, if you don't mind me throwing in a plug, they're running that class again this Saturday.
Okay.
At Trace Armor Group.
Okay.
But the afternoon part of the class was nothing but force-on-force scenarios. They have the gas guns, airsoft guns that recoil like a real Glock 19. We had folks go out there and run more than 70 scenarios, and I watched each and every one. Every one of them was different. The only thing they had in common is that in a real look defensive scenario, you are not going to have time to draw and chamber around. You're going to be lucky to get a shot off, period, when somebody does not display their intent to attack when they're 2 feet from you.
Right.
Your support hand is going to be trying to stop somebody coming at your head with a club, or trying to ward off a knife blow, or trying to shield your face from getting punched, or trying to push away somebody else's gun. You are not going to be able to chamber around. The fight is going to be over within the first 2 seconds.
Yeah, I did a piece earlier today where gunfighting is a lot like tailgating. It's all about your reaction. So, I mean, here's the thing. Here's the thing about this. You know, the empty chamber thing, that all began. One of the things I liked about this was, if I had written this, I could have provided the outline for this article. The old empty chamber thing, back in the days of the old cowboy six gun, the hammer looked like a ice axe, and going to the primer in the round or whatever, the cap or whatever, there was a big gigantic opening. There was a hole. There was no block. There was no shield or anything. It was just hammer, primer, cap, whatever it was. So they started carrying those guns with the first chamber empty. Right? That's where that whole thing started. Don't know about the semi-automatic thing, although you make the other point that a lot of, they call it the Israeli carry thing. Nobody ever thinks about this, because everybody thinks, well, if they're in the Israeli military, they must be something like Rambo. Yiddish Rambos. Everybody in the Israeli military is drafted.
Yes.
So they have to take everything down to the lowest common denominator. And the biggest thing that we try to avoid in the American military is what? When handling
corporals.
Weapons, well, not corporals, negligent discharges. Corporals, there's not that many of them actually out there. You know, when I was in there, wasn't. I saw one hard stripe the entire time I was in the military, E4.
Okay.
So I didn't have to avoid them too much. But the negligent discharge was one thing they constantly were trying to look out for. And that's where the whole empty chamber thing comes from in the military.
Absolutely. And so you have guys come out of the military. Hey, I've got military training. This is how we did it. Well, yes, Cletus, but it's because we don't want you playing with your gun on guard duty and shooting yourself in the foot.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we've still managed to have one of those, because if you remember, we had a Marine killed here in Jacksonville, North Carolina, within the past year. On guard duty. Somebody chambered around an AR-15 fiddling around and shot his fellow Marine and killed him.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Empty chamber carry is basically you're on garrison duty. We don't want you shooting yourself. It is not because, hey, this is a superior fighting mode of carry. This is what we want you to do when you are actually trained with these firearms. If you get, Bill, you've been to as many shooting schools as I have and know as many trainers as I do, if not more.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know of a single defensive trainer who is a full-time instructor who teaches anyone to carry on an empty chamber?
Well, no, and that's because most people that know that are really gun people, if it's a handgun, it stays in the holster till they get ready to shoot something. They don't pull it out and monkey with it and look at it and say, well, look at these sights. I've never looked down this barrel. Let me put my eye. They're not doing none of that stuff. The weapon is, it is no more fascinating to a tactical instructor, somebody that's actually a pro with a gun, than, say, your wallet. And, you know, I don't know, the time I pull that out is when I got to pay for something. So that whole, somebody that has to travel around with an empty chamber and thinks that's the that's the way to go, you know. As soon as I got out of the military, I thought, great, now I don't have to wait. And when some, I mean, even when I'm carrying a 1911, which I have with one in the chamber and the hammer back and the safety up, so you're carrying that cocked and locked? Why? Well, I can't shoot anybody otherwise.
Yeah. When it's, as Tamara Keel likes to say, you know, when it's time to start full shooting, you know, you need a gun that'll do it.
Yeah.
You know, nobody wants to shoot fools, but sometimes fools need shooting.
Yes, well.
And you need to have a gun that is good to go. You're not going to have the time. I mean, there are YouTube videos and live leak videos all day long where you can see real life scenarios, whether it's security cameras, dash cams, or body cameras of police officers. You do not have all the time in the world. It's not like TV and movies where you're going to get the ominous foreshadowing for music or mood lighting. Real life isn't like that. It's going to happen fast. They're going to try to catch you unaware, and they're going to hit you with everything they've got. You may, if you're lucky, get return shots in that'll make a difference. You are not likely to get drop on the guy. You're going to take damage. It's whether or not you are going to be able to react in such a manner as to overcome them. And if you're coming at it with an empty gun, you're putting yourself even further in the hole.
You know, the other thing that we need to point out is today's modern firearms don't have that sort of issue where if you drop it or... The only way you can fire one of today's modern firearms is to pull the trigger. That's not accidental. Now, if you do it and don't mean to shoot the gun, you're being an idiot. So it's the safety measure is what's between your ears.
Absolutely.
And your level of training. It has nothing to do with how you carry the gun. What condition would we call it in with no round in the chamber? Would we just call that beige?
Pretty much, you know, that's condition three. It's a brick. It's a hammer.
Yeah.
That's about all it's good for.
Well. Oh well. I saw that article and I was like, wow, if I had actually written something and submitted that, that would have been what it was. Anyway, I just found that interesting. Just because there's a lot of people that think that's the way to go. But we'll be right back. My guest this hour is Bob Owens from BearingArms.com on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Katie Armor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
All right, last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube performance made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. G-Code, they have the distinction. I think they were probably... They have this holster series called the NCOG, which is a hard Kydex holster. And that is also a Travis Haley collaboration. And recently they started offering the NCOG to where if you want to carry your concealed handgun in the waistband with a flashlight... You can do it. Now, there are Kydex holsters out there that go inside the waistband. And the Kydex is not the same kind of Kydex. G-Code uses a Kydex that is not, it doesn't give. And then they do these coatings on the Kydex to where if you are taking it inside the waistband, they try to maximize the comfort. And at the same time, you have an inside the waistband holster where you can reholster your weapon. And it has a very low profile. That is the NCOG. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour is Bob Owens from BearingArms.com. You've been known to use the NCOG from time to time, haven't you?
I do. I actually have a Haley-esque rig right now. It's a semi-custom that they built for me that it's pretty darn sweet. Love G-Code.
Here's a question for you now. Recently, you know, one of the things I constantly hate about gun grabbers is they will watch, or they know that in Chicago there's a lot of people that get killed in crossfires, purely as a coincidence of them being in a position. And yet, you never see the Sharptons and the Jacksonses and all of the Andy Gunners and the Shannon Wattses and the Bloombergs. They never go to the hood in Chicago and get up on the soapbox and say, let's stop crime, right? They never do that. Well, last week, or maybe it was earlier this week, I don't know, Andrew Cuomo, there was a person in their government, in some office within the government. He was killed, coincidentally, because he was somewhere. And now he's gone insane, hasn't he?
Yeah, Andy, you know, has never been a fan of the Second Amendment. After Sandy Hook, he went out and, you know, ran through the SAFE Act, which was blatantly unconstitutional. He did it in a way that they had no time to read it before they voted on it. He pushed it through as an emergency measure, as duplicitous as that was. And he was, you know, he was doing this thinking, hey, I'm going to get out in front on this. I'm setting myself up to be top tier candidate for 2016. Yeah. You don't hear too much about old Andy anymore because Andy's entire state rebelled against him. Yes. Law enforcement refused to enforce the SAFE Act. Gun owners have utterly ignored him. Out of the millions of firearms that would have been, that were required to be registered as assault weapons under this law, they got a handful of people who actually did. 95% of New York State told Andrew Cuomo which part of their posterior that he could affix his lips to. Which, you know, all those things. And then his own government said, by the way, we can't enforce this ammo provision. There's no practical way to do this. So he has lost his mind and his reputation pushing gun control, only to find that one of his top aides was shot in the head with a MAC-10 submachine gun, which, by the way, was illegally acquired. And what was his answer to solving that problem of illegal guns? Let's make them more illegaler by pushing for more gun control laws on law-abiding citizens that won't make any difference at all.
Right.
He is not the sharpest knife in the drawer.
There was a West Indian Day parade in Brooklyn, and supposedly this shooting happened at 3:40 a.m.?
As I understand it, and I don't know if this was the day after the parade or if they were staging before the parade, but yeah,
right.
some gangbanger walked out with a MAC-10, opened up in the general direction of somebody that he did not like, and apparently Gabby
or something like that.
Yeah. Took a .45 slug to the bean. And
yep.
I don't know if he is big. I've not checked it again. I don't know if he has since passed on, but he was exhibiting very little to no brain activity the last I heard, unfortunately.
Right.
And we feel very sorry for his family. But this wasn't a law-abiding gun owner. This wasn't a legally owned gun. There had been precisely two shootings with a legally owned machine gun in 81 years in the United States. Since the National Firearms Act of 1934. And one of those was a crooked cop who used his department-issued gun to execute an informant.
Yeah.
Who was going to rat him out.
See, here's the thing about this, and one of the things one of his points in this when he was coming out was how there's violence everywhere, but you know we don't have guns here in New York, and I've done all of this for the SAFE Act and all of this other stuff, and yet the other states around me don't do this, and that's why I still have crime like this happening in New York. That's how this crime happened in Brooklyn, and yet the overwhelming, glaring, on the horizon fact for me is that these gun-free municipalities like New York or Baltimore or all these other things, they become a sinkhole of crime because, yeah, they may go out of the city or out of state to get the guns, but they've got one place they're going to go operate, and that's in the gun-free zone.
Absolutely. There are, depending on which estimates you listen to, you know, New York City is a massive, more or less, gun-free zone.
Yep.
According to the Sullivan Act. In reality, they have more than 2 million firearms thought to be in New York City, according to most estimates.
And some people that have them are pretty nice people. They just don't. They're just not ever going to use them or show them, are they?
Absolutely. I know people in New York State. I know people in New York City. And I know police officers in both. And it's the most well-known secret that everybody's got guns and nobody's got them registered. And unless you're a bad dude, nobody's saying anything about it.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the underground, you know, that's the other thing that's created by this prohibition and the Sullivan Act. Sullivan Act, what is it, 1 or 2 year automatic sentence just for having a gun without having your papers? Is that what it is?
That's pretty much it. You know,
yeah.
What they want to do is offer the illusion of protection, and that's
sure.
all they're doing. Criminals are going to be criminals. They're not going to pay attention to the law. All you're doing is disarming law-abiding gun owners, and you're forcing good people who have a need and a right to defend themselves have to make the decision of, do I want to follow a law that violates my human right to armed self-defense or not? And many New Yorkers look at the law, find the law to be obnoxious, they find the law to be overbearing and a gross violation of their human rights, whatever the courts say. People know what their rights are as human beings. And so people choose to practice a form of civil disobedience, and they defend themselves regardless of what a self-aggrandizing, self-important bureaucrat or elected official is going to do.
Yeah, well, they, you know, I guess the defiance they're getting now on the SAFE Act is where these people have said, you know what, I've done as many rules and regulations as I'm going to do. I'm not doing anymore or something. I don't know what. I do like it, though. But we're about to run out of time. You can catch Bob at BearingArms.com. You can either catch him by, there's a link right at the top of townhall.com taking you to Bearing Arms. Or you can go to BearingArms.com straight away. I do, because Bob writes about stuff in the gun world that nobody else is writing about. That's what makes him stand out. That's why he works for townhall.com. That's why he hangs out with some of the most, you know, the new breed of conservative heavyweight. He's hanging out with them, and he's the gun carrier. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir. Do this again in 22 hours one more time this week. You need to remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Thursday. This has been Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.